She let go of the branch. Then she slowly sat down. The elephant let out a low rumbling sound and shifted her weight.
"Don't worry, it's just me," Annie said softly.
She patted the huge creature's back.
"Thanks, Saba."
"Saba?" said Jack.
"That's her name," said Annie. "She just told me."
"Yeah, right," said Jack.
"Arf, arf," barked Teddy.
"Come on, Jack," said Annie. "It's not scary."
Jack sighed and slowly climbed down the tree. When he was above Saba, he lowered himself off the branch. He put both feet on the elephant. Then he carefully sat down in front of Annie. Saba rumbled again.
"Tell her not to worry," said Annie. "Pat her head."
"Don't worry, Saba," Jack said. He patted the elephant's head. Her skin was rough and wrinkled. The elephant curled her trunk back and rested it on Jack's head.
"Hi,"
he said in a small voice. Saba flapped her ears. Ka and Ko swung to the ground in front of Saba. They chattered at her. She waved her trunk at them. The lungers began bounding through the forest. Saba followed. The rest of the herd followed in line. Saba walked with a calm, rolling motion. Jack felt as if he were riding over ocean waves. A full moon was rising above the trees.
"Where are we going?"
Jack asked.
"Just relax," said Annie. "Ka and Ko know where to go."
"Arf, arf,"
Teddy barked from Jack's backpack.
"You relax too," Jack said to the little dog.
Fireflies blinked. The moon lit a path between the trees as the elephants marched on. From a distance came a low growl.
"Is that the tiger?" Jack wondered.
The elephants paid no attention. They kept walking through the warm woods. They marched slowly, under hanging vines and through misty clearings. Ka and Ko bounded ahead of them, two moon shadows leading the way.
"We're going far from the treehouse," said Jack.
"Don't worry,"
Annie said.
Suddenly, a long roar split the night.
A chill went down Jack's spine. The roar came again. It turned into a yowling. The yowling turned into steady moaning. It sounded as if the whole forest were moaning.
"That's a really sad sound," said Annie sleepily.
"Yeah," said Jack.
But the elephants all marched on. Jack rocked in sleepy rhythm with Saba's walk. He could hear Teddy snoring in his backpack. Soon Jack's head rested on Saba's back. He began drifting in and out of dreams. Dreams of rocking in a boat under the dark treetops. Chapter 6, Swamp Creature.
Caw, caw, awk, awk, awk.
Jack slowly came out of his dream. He opened his eyes with a start. He was surrounded by hazy sunlight.
"Where am I?"
he thought in a panic. Then he remembered he was in India, on an elephant's back. He sat up. Through the haze, he saw that Saba was standing on a muddy stream bank. Jack yawned. Where was Annie? The other elephants were upstream. They sprayed water on each other with their trunks. Teddy, Ka, and Ko were at the edge of the forest. Teddy sniffed the tall grass. The lungers ate flowers.
"Good morning,"
called Annie. She was sitting on a big black rock downstream. She was barefoot and soaking wet.
"Hi," said Jack. "How did you get down?"
"Teddy and I slid off Saba into the mud," said Annie. "Try it, but throw down your sneakers and backpack first."
Annie went to Saba's side. Her feet were buried in mud up to her ankles. Jack threw his things to Annie. Then he patted Saba's rough, wrinkled skin.
"Thanks for the ride,"
he said softly. The elephant touched him one last time with her trunk. Jack slid down her side, feet first, and fell into the mud. He caught himself with his hands. They sank into the mud past his wrist.